This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers worked through the weekend to finalize bills before their session ends tonight. CPR's Benna Berkland reports there is still unfinished business.
Democrats who hold the majority are still working on some last-minute bills, including a change to how the state distributes Tabor refunds and the governor's major land use bill. House Majority Leader Monica Duran manages the schedule in that chamber and says she's determined to make sure everything gets done.
I love this part of the session, even though it can be kind of frustrating. I love it because I think we realize, looking back at the last 4 months, everything we've accomplished.
However, Republicans strongly object to the swift pace of work and have tried to slow things down, saying lawmakers aren't taking enough time to fully consider complex changes to bills. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD wants to offer free bus and train rides this July and August. It's part of the state's effort to get people out of their cars during the summer ozone season. An RTD board committee will take a vote this week. A small plane crashed in Teller County, west of Colorado Springs. That was Saturday near the town of Victor. The plane was on its way to Denver. 4 people were on board. There were no survivors. NASA wants to have astronauts living and working on the moon in the next few years. That's launched a new space race among Colorado businesses. Crescent Space Services, part of Lockheed Martin, is working on a way for people to communicate between Earth and the moon using a network of lunar satellites. Joe Landon is Crescent's CEO.
Think of them as like a really tall cell phone tower for the moon, so that you can use that satellite to then connect back to Earth or to other systems or people on the lunar surface.
The company hopes to have the technology ready in the next 2 years to coincide with NASA's plans to return to the moon and establish a permanent base there. Mostly sunny for the metro area this morning, some clouds this afternoon. Grand Junction sunny and breezy through the day. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.